All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I want to welcome everybody to Bloomington, a great turnout, and welcome everybody to the latest public meeting of the Garrett County Board of Commissioners. The first thing we'll do is stand for the invocation by Commissioner Titchener, and then we'll go into the Pledge of Allegiance. It's all about prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this glorious day that you've given us. We thank you for the rain. Lord, we just continue to thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Lord, as we go through this meeting, let it be pleasing to you. Let the things that are decided and discussed here today be of your choice. Lord, we just ask that each and every one of us continue to be guided by you and directed by you. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. In your precious holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So join me in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Mr. Peckinghart, are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda?
I have one addition. There are three reappointments to the Garrett County Department of Social Services Advisory Board. We have three reappointments to the Garrett County Department of Social Services Advisory Board. They are Jill Horner, Jenny McNally, and Debbie Ward, representing the Garrett County Memorial Hospital. That's the only addition, and if you're okay with those reappointments, we could do that at this time.
Okay. First of all, do we have a motion to adopt the amended agenda?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. As far as the appointments to the board, any questions on those appointments? Do we have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Appointments are approved. Okay. We don't have much more on the agenda. Except to approve the minutes. Everybody got a copy of the minutes from the last meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, questions on the minutes? Hearing none, can we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion is second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes approved as written. Okay, we have a couple of things to go over, just talk with you all about, and then we're going to open it up and try to spend most of the time with questions and answers. Part of what we're doing here is something new, I guess, that this Board of Commissioners wanted to try, and that was to take some of our public meetings and move them out of Oakland and get into the communities and make it more accessible to the folks that maybe aren't real close to Oakland to be able to get in there to give you guys access to your county government, answer any questions that you have, and let you be part of the process. And I'm very pleased with the turnout, so thanks for coming out and showing an interest. I know from talking with Carol today before we came down, there were a lot of questions about the Bloomington Water Treatment Plant. And we'll just go ahead and start talking about that because I know that's probably an issue that's very near and dear to you guys. I'll give you the best update I can give you, and then if you have questions, we'll certainly answer them. I have a feeling since we moved out of Oakland to come down here, maybe you thought we were bringing bad news. That's not the case. hopefully it won't be bad news anyway. And as we're kind of new to this, these are some of the issues that we're getting familiar with as well. Apparently this has been an issue that's been talked about and ongoing for the past 10 years or so. So I'm sure you guys probably know a lot more about it than I certainly do. From what we were able to dig up today and talk about today, The MDE inspection reports show that the Bloomington Water Treatment Plant is in significant disrepair. It needs some work. It needs a lot of help. The cost of the necessary overhaul and replacement would be very significant and would cost probably a lot of money in ad valorem tax to the residents of Bloomington. So what DPU is trying to do is to find alternative methods to provide you with good water without having to charge you a lot of money for it, and that's the goal. Due to that, about 10 years ago, I would say, Garrett County utility staff started speaking with Westernport to see if there could be something worked out with them to be able to provide Bloomington water system with reasonably cost water instead of adding a significant amount of money by redoing the whole project. This would be at approximately $1.5 million. Garrett County contracted with the Aero Group to develop preliminary engineering report and environmental report. These reports are required for application to USDA for grant funding for the project. MDE does support the project. As I said before, you know, their report on the system is not good, so something needs to be done. If this project goes through, there will be no impact on the current water rates in Bloomington. So your water rates would not change if they go with this, if this project happens to go through. As far as the timing of this, this isn't something that's going to happen tomorrow, next month. It's probably at least a year away and probably more than that to get to the point where it can be something feasible to be done. They're looking for grant monies. I would suspect MDE, and I'm speaking out of turn here because I wasn't in on those discussions, but I would think in my experience this would be a project that MDE would be very interested in helping to fund, which also would keep the cost down to the county. Are there any questions? Are there any comments about that? Like I said, I think this is probably the hot button item for you all, and we'll do our best to answer whatever you have to.
You're saying pretty much guaranteed our rates will stay the same. Will Garrett County control them rates?
Yes.
And Westernport won't control them even years down the road?
The way I understand it, yes.
Yeah, the way we just became familiar with this morning, although the discussion had gone on in the past. And we have a handout here for you if anybody wants it, kind of summarizes the points that are up here. If you want to pass these out, there's not enough.
Because Westport's rates are significantly higher than ours.
Yeah, and we cannot commingle the rates. The law prohibits that. This is still a Garrett County project. The way we understand it was we would purchase water until the project could be completed and those type of things. It's actually a cost neutral. There'll be no additional cost for the project. It's a way to do that without having to put a lot of money into the capital investment part at this time. So I think there's some misconceptions and some confusion on that, but if this discussion is going on for some time, and if we can purchase the water from them, and also there's a benefit to the mill in some cases, they're working on the other side of the river on that,
right.
This will be cost neutral for the people of Bloomington and cost neutral for the people of in the Garrett County service area here, the Bloomington Sanitary District.
Good question. Thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions on that particular item? That's a good question, and you know, if that's the case, then we'll have to look at other options. I mean, have they talked about that?
Yeah, they have. What will happen, these secure grants? The grants are based a lot on income levels of that particular community, those particular people in that particular service area. They are looking at that now. What would happen is, in any time, whether or not the buying water from Westernport was a factor or not, there's an upgrade needed to the system. There's some major repairs that need to be done. When Chairman Edwards mentioned the ad valorem tax, the ad valorem tax is what you pay on your taxes. It goes towards the capital investment, the debt service on that capital investment. Once we see what type of grants are out there, and it's a pretty good chance we'll get some. I don't know for sure, but nobody knows for sure. We would look at that, and public hearings will be held. They'll do the project estimate. They'll do public informational projects. Or programs, and that'll take place sometime in the near future. So we don't know on that now. But it's like any other project within any other service area, any other sanitary district, when those upgrades are done, the ad valorem tax is calculated, and the project's under construction, and that's all put together as far as in calculating that rate. The current rate's 14 cents, I believe, right now. And that could go down based on assessments on additional things. So if it goes down over the time that the new construction happens, it could very well equal out. We don't know at this point.
Any other questions on that particular topic? Yes, sir.
From a fireman's perspective, we'll be depending on Westernport's water lines and where their water tanks are compared to ours and the amount of water we or our hydrants have capability of now, it's pretty high. But I know the higher you go up on Westport Hill, by going down there on fire calls, connecting to their hydrants, you lose a lot of pressure down there. And where Bloomington sets, we're about halfway up on Westport Hill, you know, compared to them. Now, how's that going to affect the fire company in that respect? Are they going to put pumps in the system?
All I can tell you is, and I don't know the answer to that, that's more of a technical question that we can get DPU to answer that question. The way I'm reading this report that Pat Hudnall put together for us, there's a new concrete water storage tank included in this project. So from a storage standpoint, you would have an upgrade there.
There'll still be water from this system. It's not going to completely be cut off here. There'll just be additional from there to supplement that until the upgrade can be done. So,
The design would have to be done in a way that would provide a sufficient quantity of water and pressure to meet. That can be addressed in the engineering and design of the system.
Yeah.
It has to be within the requirements for the fire code now for new construction. You're going to be sprinkling anything, you have to have a certain point.
Any other questions on that topic?
Shane Posey's in the back. He's one of our employees. You know, Shane?
Yeah.
May want to make the check if he's here.
Okay. All right. A couple other things that I'd like to talk about just to give you guys an update and fill you in on what's happening in our county and certainly field any questions that you may have about that. First and foremost, what everybody's probably most interested in at this point in time is the budget. If you've been following along at all, the budget is rough. The requested amount of money to fund the schools and the sheriff and all those things that we fund was about $8.2 million more than the money that we're bringing in. So if you go online, you go to the county website, and you look at the requested budget, you'll see a disparity of about $8.2 million. So what we've been doing over the last month or so is trying to close that gap. And we're trying to do that primarily through working with those departments to get them to reduce what their requests are and what they can operate under and some ways that we can cut costs within county government so we don't have to pass that on to you guys. What we've done so far, which isn't necessarily reflected in the budget that you'll see online, is we've worked with the departments that we fund, including the Board of Education and the Sheriff's Department, to have them reduce their operating costs by 1% across the board. And I'm very happy to say that all of those groups that we're working with understand what's going on, they're willing to work with us, and they have all complied with that. So all of the parts that we fund, and I know and when I was running for office, everyone was talking about the friction between the school board and the county commissioners and all of that stuff. We were able to really work together with them and fund what they needed and have them work with us to reduce some things and move some things around to provide what they need for the kids in a more cost efficient manner. So I'm very pleased and proud of that. We also put a retirement incentive out to our employees. I think 19 individuals that currently work for the county were eligible for the retirement incentive. All said and done, 16 individuals took that retirement opportunity, And the goal is to reduce the footprint of county government by that amount and absorb those positions and become leaner and more efficient, cost-effective-wise, again, so we don't have to pass costs on to our taxpayers, of which I am one, and I don't want to pay any more than you guys do either. So we were able to do that. We're still working. Some tax revenue is coming in a little bit better than we had originally planned, which is outstanding. And we're hoping that some more things will come in more than we expected. All said and done, I'm very confident. I could be wrong. This isn't a guarantee, but I'm very confident, and I think these guys are too, to say that we should be able to balance the budget without having to raise any property or income taxes or anything that you all would have to pay. That's our goal, and I think we're very, very, very close to that. We have a public budget meeting on the 9th at Garrett College at 7 o'clock. If anybody's interested, you're certainly welcome to attend that and get more detailed information on that. And then we will approve that budget on the 16th once we fine-tune it and get everything together at our next regularly scheduled meeting, which will be at the Oakland Courthouse. Anything else on the budget, guys?
It's online.
Yeah. Another thing that's been a topic of conversation for a long time, and when the three of us were elected, we got together and created a bullet list of goals that we had over the next 4 years to try to accomplish. And number one on that list, and it's the only one that we sort of listed in order, was to replace our county administrator, Monty Pagenhart. If you don't know by now, he's retiring, and we are in the process of trying to find his successor. Very important position that should have an impact on this county if we do it right for a very long time. We did go through the process about a month and a half ago. We found a very qualified and good candidate for the position. It was a local guy. We offered him the position. We brought him in to meet with the department heads. And after some discussions with his family and some other things, he actually decided that public office probably was not for him. So he stayed in his current position in private industry, which starts us over again at square one. And we are currently going into our second week of advertisements in regional publications and national recruiting services to reopen that application process. The hope is to identify candidates and interview them and have somebody in position sometime in mid to late July, early August, somewhere in that time frame, depending on where they're coming from and how long they have to give their notice and all of those types of things. So that's sort of where we're at right now with that process. We did hire a new economic development director, Mike Koch, who's our former economic development director, resigned a while back, and we hired Alex McCoy, who is from Florida. He has tremendous credentials, and he's been on the job a little over 2 months now, and personally, I will say that I'm very impressed with him. I think he's going to do very good things. And I think we're already starting to see some things starting to move. Another one of our goals, and another thing when I was out and when I was down here and everywhere else in the campaign, was everybody's number one priority seemed to be economic development and getting good jobs and all that stuff. And that's sort of Alex's specialty. And hopefully he'll make some good things happen. On that front, and again, maybe you know some of this and maybe you don't. I think we get caught up in the newspaper and everything else and everybody wants to talk about everything that's bad. There's a whole lot of good stuff happening. We're putting together a solid budget that's not going to raise your taxes. We hit a home run on the economic development director, which is a good thing. Beitzel Corporation, which is one of, if not the largest county employer, is set to open their international headquarters in Grantsville in July. It's a new 30,000 square foot building, and there's a possibility for further expansion with them. So it's going to be a tax footprint that we're going to bring more taxes in. It's going to open up some more job opportunities, consolidate some things. So that's definitely a good thing for the whole county. Also in Grantsville, set to open in November, High Country Creamery, which is another cheese manufacturing plant, will open. They have a jobs agreement with the town of Grantsville for 30 new jobs. So those will be brand new jobs that will come open. And it will be another large facility that will also pay a lot of taxes when it comes online. Total Biz Fulfillment, which operates out of both the Grantsville Industrial Park and the Southern Industrial Park, just announced an expansion. They're going to put a new 60,000 square foot facility at the Southern Industrial Park. They're going to hire 25 more people there. So again, more tax base on the property, more jobs created. And these are all good. All three of those facilities are good jobs, mostly benefited, a lot of, you know, higher than minimum wage for the most part. So these are good jobs to add to the community. And we're working right now with the WISP. They are planning potentially a major expansion, which again would be significant to the property tax base and could create some significant job opportunities there as well. So really all over the county, north, central, and south, we've got some good things going. And a lot of other things sort of sitting out here that could happen that Alex is working on. And, you know, hopefully he'll be able to bring some of those things in. We're working on another project in Oakland that is sort of a, I think it's close to being a done deal, but it would be another business, hotel-type business that, you know, brings in. You know, when you get into hotels, you get different types of taxes other than property tax. You get accommodations tax and some other things. So they offer lots of opportunities, and I think something's going to happen there that could be very good as well. So economic development-wise, we're doing some good things. On July the 1st, the town of Grantsville will become Garrett County's first arts and entertainment district. That offers opportunities and tax incentives and business opportunity for people to put investment there that could further drive the economy of the whole county. So that's a big deal. It took a lot of work. A lot of people worked on that, and it's a 10-year distinction. So they have 10 years to use those incentives to grow the economy there. And like I said before, in the campaign trail, whether it's Oakland or Grantsville or Bloomington, whatever we can do to help businesses grow, houses be built, all of those things. A strong Bloomington means a strong Garrett County. A strong Grantsville means a strong Garrett County. A strong Oakland means a strong Garrett County. So it's in our best interest to help every area be as strong as they can and that they want to be. Probably getting tired of hearing me talk. Anything I missed, gentlemen? Anything that you want to bring up?
I think you've covered most of it.
The other thing, two more things, and then we'll open it up to questions and commentary, and we'll stay as long as you'd like us to and answer whatever questions that you may have. A reminder that Deep Creek Lake's 90th anniversary is coming up in the middle of the month, and I know that June 12th, 13th, and 14th in that weekend, there's a lot of stuff planned around the lake. Should bring a lot of people in, should be a busy weekend. If anybody's interested in those things, you go online and just search it. You'll find all the activities. There's stuff literally through those days. And the last thing I have before we open it up to questions is I see some of the firemen back there. Thank Brenda and the fire department for allowing us to use the facility today to give us an opportunity to come down here and meet. And we do have a check to donate to the Bloomington Fire Department. whoever wants to take it, Shane, in the amount of $300 to help support that and to thank you guys for everything that you do. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. All right, Shane.
You wish it was bigger this way and this way.
Our next meeting, before we go to public comment and questions, our next meeting is the 16th. Of course, the budget hearing will be the 9th at the college. Next public meeting will be the 16th at the courthouse. And then in July, last month in May, we went to Friendsville. This month, we're in Bloomington. Next month, we're going to Grantsville. And then the following month, I think we're going to Kitzmiller. So that's sort of the next couple of meetings that we're going to try to get out. If you're interested in attending any of the meetings, you can look online to see where we're at, what times they start. I highly encourage everybody to get involved and come out. So having said that, are there any questions about anything related to the county or comments or anything else? I don't know if I want to subject these folks to you, Eric.
We can stick around.
You never know.
Yeah. Eric, go ahead.
If Jim wants to hold off, that's cool.
No, he was just saying that we can stick around when the meeting's over. If people want to talk to us individually, we can stay here and talk one-on-one. That's perfectly fine. Certainly, we'll do that. Eric, if you have something.
Well, I was going to say, because these folks probably don't know either, is that thank you for the solar project that you guys are doing with the county, which is going to be saving a significant amount of money over the coming years. I kudos to that process and what's going on there and Brian and the staff.
Let me interrupt you. I appreciate that. And again, if you don't know, because I know a lot of you folks don't make it up to Oakland for the meetings, and what Eric's referencing is Brian Bowers, who works for us in the purchasing department, has led an initiative to put solar panels at many of our county installations. And he's gotten the grant money to do that basically free. It's not really costing the county anything to put these solar panels in. And the benefit of that is over about a 20-year time frame, it could save the county about $2 million in money. So it's saving, his work is saving all of us a tremendous amount of money by putting these solar panels in. And we'd like to expand that, obviously, if we can, and I appreciate your comments on that. So go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's something that's important. We start working towards the community renewables and those projects, having the fire departments or any of the other things that we rely on a regular basis, supported by what the county's doing and moving that forward would be awesome. I know that during the Planning Commission there was a discussion that came up regarding the Tiki and their acid mine drainage discharge that they're looking to put into the Potomac. I know with the water issues that are happening here in Bloomington, that the folks here probably should know that, they're looking to discharge 8.5 million gallons daily of acid mine drainage and sewage into the river. And that, with the water issues that are here.
They won't be discharging acid mine drainage. They'll be discharging wastewater that they've treated that meets MDE standards for release. They've been doing it for years and years and years.
Right. Not to this volume nor to this extent,
I think it's pretty close to this volume, but it's not that they're discharging acid mine drain. They're discharging treated water that meets MDE standards. So don't get alarmed.
That's not directly out of the mine, but it is something that you're probably going to be wanting to be concerned with, again, because of the water issues that you're already experiencing and with what's happening. Because if Westernport is drawing their water off of the river, and that's going to be your water source, this might be something that you want to be participating in.
They draw off Savage, yeah.
They're drawing off the Savage also?
Yeah.
Now, your secondary source is typically, I know like for here, it is the Potomac is what they do for secondary if there's a problem with Savage.
And the Maryland Department of Environment will permit and oversee that entire process. And they've done that in been doing that for years. So I don't think there's anything to be alarmed about, to be honest with you.
Prisoner enforcement isn't too good, and we know that there's a lot of problems there.
Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Reciprocal. You do a great job, Shane.
Yeah, Shane, you guys are lucky to have Shane in your community. He's one of the first guys I got to meet down here, and I've been very impressed. And I know he's a good employee for the county as well. And I'm impressed with the community involvement down here. For not having a town, per se, and a mayor and all that stuff, you know, the three or four times that I've been down here, there's always been this amount of people out. So you're definitely in tune. I commend you for that and appreciate that.
Yeah.
What's that, Dave?
There you
go. He probably works for the same amount of pay I did in Grantsville.
You know, one thing I did want to mention, I'm sure you remember Shane and I had this discussion a couple months ago, was on the old site of the Bloomington School, which now belongs to you all here.
Hey, what do you think these water rates is going to be if you don't get that grant?
According to what we were told, there will be no change in the rates. The only possible change could be in the debt service payment, which is paid through the ad valorem tax on your taxes. What I said earlier, if the Allegheny County part of it, Westernport, hadn't come through, at some point in time, there would have been an update and an upgrade to the system here anyway. Hopefully we can save money in the short term and also as a backup by the Westernport part of it and do the upgrade here. The grants are pretty good, a chance of getting those because of the community that you live in.
Are you sure you're going to get the grants?
No, I'm not sure. No. We don't know. We'll do our best.
I would think, in my experience, I was the mayor of Grantsville for 10 years, and we relied on grants. We couldn't have done anything with the budget we had. I would think this project, and I'm not an expert on this, I really just got into this today. I didn't even know anything about it until today. I would think this project will look very favorable by both USDA and MDE. I'm almost positive we'll get something for this, whether it's this much or this much, we'll just have to wait and see.
If we don't get the grant, the water rates are going up, right?
The rates will not change. It could be the ad valorem tax for the debt service for the upgrade on the system. If the grants are not,
if the grants
secured,
don't come
we don't
through.
Know just what they'll.
I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Grants are available. Why can't we get them? That's how our system got put in to start with. Why can't we get grants to upgrade our system and stay? We're Garrett County residents. We're not Allegheny County residents. You know, it's like, why can't we get the grants to improve our system and stay with our county?
I appreciate the question, and I can't specifically answer it because I don't know. I'm going to conjecture and say that by combining communities into something, a lot of times that helps get more money, so it might save everyone more money to join together. It's very similar to Frostburg actually pulls their water from Garrett County, from Piney, so it would be something similar to that. But I would think whatever the most cost-effective thing to do is what we need to do, because that's what will save you guys the most money. I'm very sensitive to that. And I certainly understand, you know, the worry about whether rates are going to go up and whether taxes are going to go up. I think from what I've found out from Pat today, the rates are going to stay the same. So take that piece out of the equation. What could possibly happen is there could be some change in the ad valorem tax. Could be good, it could be bad, but that will be something that will be vetted out in public, and they'll have to have public hearings and meetings and everything like that. You're not just going to end up getting a bill one day and say, wow, I can't believe this is going up.
Sometimes if you can distribute your overhead and operating cost over a bigger base, in other words, if they can sell more water than just making water for themselves, you can reduce the cost per gallon. So there may be some operating efficiencies there.
So, because I know big families that live in Westland,
yes.
And their water bills are like three times what ours are.
That's
it's
per
like
month.
They pay, you know, it's like our water bill runs, mine personally, it's just me and my husband. Our water bill runs us about $150 every 3 months. They pay two people $90 a month. That's double it.
Yeah.
You know, well, if we go on, you know, that, and I think that's a big concern.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
like
as Paul said, we just found out about this today. So give us some time to dig into it and do some research. There, typically, you would do some kind of cost-benefit analysis study to say which is, I mean, we appreciate and understand what you're saying. And all three of us are committed to taking the course of action that is gives you the lowest rates. And the truth is, I'm pretty confident that we will be able to get grant money. We can't guarantee you, but there's some other things that we can do, we could potentially do too, to reduce the cost you all if we have to.
Yeah. Sir?
Well, I was going to just ask the question. You said about that tax you were talking about for the water.
Right now you're paying 14 cents.
Okay, but that's in that countywide, because years ago when we used to have our own water system, and then the county took it over, and the county just let the whole county help pay for everybody's water thing then?
I think it's by district.
Because most everybody at that time had new systems put in throughout the county, and they combined the whole county under one thing. Underneath that water thing, the water company,
yes.
Basically. Does it, you know, are we paying the same rate as, like, Oakland, or?
No.
Or do they base that on your community?
On your district.
Okay.
Each district, and what changed that, and I think originally it was like that, but I think what changed that is some of the stuff they did around the lake was so much more expensive than what you guys are doing, and if they would have divided that out, you would have been paying a lot more money for the same service.
Okay.
For example, the people up at Kaiser Ridge pay, I think their ad valorem tax is 25 cents. That's,
yeah.
I mean, I think that might be the highest around.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's by the water district.
Yeah, it's district by district.
All underneath one thing, or
that's a good question.
Okay.
But on the sewer, because of different treatment plants, use the same, they can also share on the cost because more capacity, more users lower that. So
right.
Each district is separate. And the ad valorem tax is based upon the debt service on that particular district. The operational costs and the rates are pretty consistent throughout
sure
the, at least the quarterly rates over that analysis.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
I do. I'd just like to say that the last time we had county commissioners in the state, they told us a lot of stuff, made a lot of promises, and it was. Yes, I'm just hoping that you guys, you're new, and I hope that, yeah, that you're here for us. Yes, we're part of Garrett County, but we're the tail end, and
yeah.
It's like.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here today.
I'm not just saying that. There's a lot of us here that feel that way.
You know, I think that's the one thing when we took office, we committed to reaching out to the communities that are not just Oakland or not just the lake and not just, you know, the bigger areas. That's why we're here. I mean, we came here to hear your concerns, for you to voice them to us, because if we don't do that and if we don't hear from you, you're sitting down here saying, hey, they're not doing anything for us. And, you know, we committed to that, I think, one day after we were elected, we got together and this was a commitment that we made that we were going to work together. That was number one, which I think commissioners in the past have not worked together. They worked their own separate ways.
No, they worked for the mountain.
And, you know, we're...
I'm sorry, but they did.
Well,
the lake, that's what I'm saying. Yes.
And that's basically, you know, the feelings that a lot of people have. And the lake is important to this county. There's no doubt about that. Without the lake and without the income that it generates, you know, you're going to be paying a lot more taxes for the same services. But in the same regards, as you said and you stated, you're part of Garrett County.
Yeah,
and that's why we're here. That's why we're committed to being here.
Our goal is to make you feel more like you're part of the county,
yeah,
and we know
exactly.
You're
here.
Not the tail end that gets forgotten about.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
Like when you need to cut corners, come up with money, oh, let's take it out of Bloomington, let's do away with school, let's close the post office. I mean, we're just going to pick up the Allegheny County line and move it.
I don't think you want to do
that. I don't
that.
Think you want to do that.
I don't know.
Well,
give us a chance.
We will do our best, and you know, hopefully this will be a yearly thing. We got out, like I said, we were in Friendsville. We're here today. Grantsville's next, and then Kitzmiller, and then we'll probably get to one or two more communities that are in different areas throughout the county. We'd like to do that every year, so this is something that we can come down and meet, so you have the opportunity to speak with us and voice your concerns. And you know, this, I know this issue with the water is probably the biggest deal for you all because it's going to impact your wallets directly. And
we didn't
will
even know you guys were coming down. A lot, I mean, we were scrambling trying to notify people. Because a lot of people don't get the paper,
right.
Don't listen to the radio. A lot of people don't have the internet. So we need to find out a different system to let us know you're coming down.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you know, the other thing you can do is you can get together and pick a couple people and send them up to the meetings in Oakland to speak up for you all, too.
Yeah.
I mean.
And Kitzmiller. Kitzmiller's not all that far away.
Yeah, we'll be in Kitzmiller in 2 months. You can always go, and I know you just said that not everybody has internet, and I can sympathize with that. Our stuff, we try to get as much stuff on our website as we can. And you can always go. I've got some cards here. I'll be happy to give to anybody. If you want to, you can call me at any time. If you want to know what's going on, or email or whatever the case may be. And I know I don't want to speak for them, but I'm pretty comfortable in saying, I mean, I'll come down here anytime you want me to. Shane can get a hold of me. Any of you guys can get a hold of me if you have a meeting. I mean, I made that pledge when I ran.
I regret saying that to tell Shane to get a hold of you for us.
I'll never regret that.
Well, you know, you kind of, you all kind of feel like the tail end, like we feel like the tail end in the state. So we
you
know what
no
you're,
idea
we know what you're talking.
I mean, how bad we feel like the tail end.
I can sympathize a little bit. There's a lot of people in Grantsville that feel the same way you feel. We're just fortunate enough, and I still live there, so I say we've got a town government that can do some things a little differently. But there's a lot of people in Garrett County, whether it be Red House or Kitzmiller or Bloomington or Friendsville, that feel like Garrett County's
Fenzel,
that they think Garrett County's a lake in Oakland, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I hear that a lot, and we're trying to change that perception. And they're all important. The lake's very important. Oakland's very important. But so is Bloomington, and so is Fenzel, and so is Kitzmiller.
I got a question for you.
Absolutely.
When I talked about the last county commissioners coming down, we never closed our school. One in particular, he talked a good story, blew a lot of BS. So when they closed our school, said, what was it, within 2 to 3 years, we're going to build a new school. Yeah, not here, but up top of the mountain where the boys' camp is. Yeah.
Well, that's
okay, I got a hold of him in Dairy Queen. Once he wasn't a county commissioner and married a friend of mine. That's at her street too.
Do you go to Dairy Queen very often?
Yeah, so what you're saying is not to go to Dairy Queen. Well, you know, we're not going to make any promises in what's going to happen because we don't know, but what I can tell you is we're going to try very hard. I think the biggest thing that I can say is the cost to the constituents is my number one concern. I think it's their number one concern, whether it be water rates, whether it be taxes or whatever. Sometimes things have to go up. It's the nature of the beast. We hate to do that, and you try to exhaust everything in advance of doing that, which, just like this budget, we've cut spending at the county level, you know, as much as we possibly can so that we don't have to raise. I mean, you're looking at $8 million difference. And I'm coming from a town that $100,000, that's a lot of money. And now we're dealing with millions and millions. To me, that's a big deal.
Okay, now I'm going to bring up another probably small spot with you guys. Out of that $8 billion, where does that 2.5 that they wasted up at the lake? Where is it, on on that white water. Where does that come into that eight?
Well, that's it's not part of it. It's already been spent.
And we all got to make that count, right?
It was.
With that $2.5 million loss.
They did.
So does that play into our water thing at all?
No.
That was paid before we came in office.
Yeah, that debt was incurred before we came into office. That wasn't our decision, and I think that's probably why there's three different guys sitting here, to be honest with you. But we're it is not part of that. It is not. It came out of reserve funds. But it's, the thing with that is, and it's very important for people to understand, because we can Monday morning quarterback that to death. It happened. It is what it is. And it's like a mortgage on a house or a credit card debt, Just because we're new doesn't mean we don't have to pay the bills. Those bills were incurred. We have to pay it, or else it screws up our credit so that we can't get grants to put in new water systems for Bloomington so they don't have to pay as much money. It's, we can criticize that decision all we want. It doesn't get us anywhere. I think, that it what's done is done, and we're here trying to fix those things.
You guys come in to clean up a mess
that
the other guys left for you.
Well, it's, we're paying bills. We'll put it that way.
I'm just saying it nicely. That's all.
Are there any other questions? Like I said, we'll stick around if you guys want to talk one-on-one or have any further questions. Certainly entertain that. And, does anybody else have anything else? Well, I hope you found this to be valuable. Like I said, please stay in touch. There's things going on that are going to impact you. Try to stay involved, stay informed. Always reach out if there's a question. Or a concern, reach out to any one of us, to Monty, to the department heads. We'll be more than happy to try to help you with whatever issues that you have.
One more thing, could you guys introduce yourselves?
Sure. I thought
we should have started.
Yeah, we should have started that way. So
I'll know who I want to complain
to. Who you want to complain to? Probably me. Yeah, I'll come to Dairy Queen once a week. We'll just set up a meeting. You buy the milkshake. I'm Paul Edwards. I'm the chairman of this motley crew.
Jim Heinbaugh.
Larry Tishnell.
You can probably tell Larry's the wild one.
Yeah, Larry's the crazy one, so you got to keep your eye on him.
We're closest to him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so complain to him.
Want a motion?
Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Question on motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much for coming out.